Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson started off this week by defending his decision to allow refugee resettlement in the state. In September, the Trump administration gave state and local governments the authority to refuse refugees. Yesterday morning, the governor went before the Joint City, County, and Local Affairs Committee to respond to GOP lawmakers who have criticized his decision. The governor says he made up his mind based on the changes the Trump administration has made to the refugee resettlement program.
They have limited the number of refugees nationwide to 18,000, with likely fewer than 50 coming to Arkansas in 2020. Second, the priorities for refugee resettlement have changed from focus on balancing geographic regions to placing a priority on those suffering religious persecution and those who have cooperated with the United States in the war against terrorism.
The Trump administration has also required more stringent vetting and security checks, a process the governor says he's looked into. He says he's also been working closely with Canopy Northwest Arkansas, the sponsoring resettlement agency in Arkansas.
Based upon this due diligence, I have confidence in the high standard of security checks and that the incoming refugees will have the community support needed to get jobs, to pay taxes, and to be assimilated into our American culture and way of life.
All refugees who come to Arkansas will only be resettled in Washington County, Fayetteville, and Springdale after all three local governments express their support for the program. The governor told lawmakers in the past, most refugees to Arkansas have come from African nations embroiled in conflict or war. Some have come from Iraq and Afghanistan, where they were at risk for cooperating with the U.S. He then introduced a refugee who fled the Democratic Republic of Congo with her husband in 2000 and waited 18 years in Kenya before they were resettled in the United States.
But while they waited, they made a difference in the refugee camp. Lucia opened a small grocery store, and her husband, Kalula, planted a Baptist church. About 10 years into their time in Kenya, the Kenyan authorities reached out to them about fostering a pair of Congolese girls who had just arrived in the country unaccompanied. Their parents had been killed back in the DRC, the Congo, and they made their way to Kenya with a group of other refugees.
The family of four was eventually resettled in Northwest Arkansas in 2018. Governor Hutchinson says between finding jobs and paying taxes, refugees have been a net positive for the state and the nation.
In fact, there's a fiscal cost analysis through the Trump administration that President Trump requested that demonstrated nationwide that there's a net positive impact of $16.9 billion as a result of refugees paying taxes, employment, and their work.
Republican Senator Gary Stubblefield, who represents District 6, which includes Clarkville, Ozark, and Boonville, told the governor his constituents opposed the governor's decision. The senator also went on to say that not all immigrants assimilate to the American way of life.
I also see it in Northwest Arkansas. You have schools like in Springdale where they speak 46 different languages. You have schools that are stressed out in Northwest Arkansas. You have federal schools that I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, who have now made it a policy to not have anything that relates to Christmas.
In response, the governor said there's nothing unusual about refugees having a cultural identity associated with where they come from. And the governor argued that no one is trying to change the culture of Arkansas. Instead, he's chosen to extend that culture to those coming from terrible circumstances.
Each of you are leaders in your community. You've got a choice to make. You can create fear or you can help resolve fear. I challenge you to help resolve fear, have the facts, and to talk about those.
The governor says following a review of the refugee resettlement that takes place in 2020, he will advise the Department of State about whether Arkansas will continue to participate in the program in 2021. Yesterday's session about refugees is a topic for discussion for John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. John Brummett began the conversation with a bit of background regarding the refugee process.
And refugees are not illegal immigrants, not even legal immigrants. Refugees are not asylum seekers lined up at the border. These are people from war-torn countries or persecution, largely African or some Middle East countries, Afghanistan, who in the Trump administration has severely tightened the screening with all security screening, and they're a lot fewer than there used to be. And a few years ago, there were a lot of Syrian refugees, and Ace Hutchison, the governor, said, we're not assured of the security with these people, and we don't want to participate in receiving any. This is, the Trump administration said to states, of the refugees we clear, you can opt out. You don't have to take any. And they made it passive. If you don't do anything, then you don't have to take any. But if you send a letter by January 20 to Pompeo that you will accept them, that's okay. 44 states have done so. 15, 16, 17 Republican governors among them, maybe more. Only Texas, as far as I know, the Texas governor has said no. Ace Hutchison, right before Christmas, sent a letter and released it. Yes, we are welcoming, and we trust the Trump administration screening. We will continue the status quo, essentially. Refugees can still come here, but only through an approved agency, Canopy Northwest Arkansas, and only for work within a 90 or 100-mile radius of that facility or that service. Trent Garner got upset. He's a very right-wing, Tom Cotton-ish state senator, young and aggressive. He said, well, you know, we don't know who these people are. Where did this come from? No, had questions. And he wanted a legislative inquest, and he got it this morning. And the governor came over, presented some African and Afghanistan refugees brought down by Canopy, told their compelling stories. Their families killed. They were jailed for a time. Presented each of them.
Did you sense that mollified some of the legislators that had angst about this?
No, because the complaints, it turned out, were two. One from Trent Garner, hey, those are touching stories and nobody would kick these people out. But and you say this is only to this refugee service in Northwest Arkansas, but what happens if they decide to move around? Do other cities then have the right to decide, as Fayetteville and Springdale has, if they will accept them? The answer to that is no. In a free and open society, if they've cleared your super-duper tough president, Trump's clearance and security clearance, and they've landed here in the country and they've received services, they can then go elsewhere. It's called freedom. And as I put on Twitter this morning, there seems to be an odd fright here. I think you're safer with an African refugee next door, statistically, and really, than you are in the Arkansas deer woods, I think. And then Terry Rice said, hey, when this happened, all my people are calling, and I didn't know what to tell them. And he's saying, I understand these compelling stories, and we all support that, but I didn't know what to say. Why didn't you give us more of a heads up? Okay. Maybe the governor should have, rather than just talk to legislative leadership and the ones in
Northwest. Heads up on the status quo?
That's what I put on Twitter. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
That's remarkable. I said,
but that's the logic. So.
Yeah. I mean, really? Just 10 minutes ago, I sat on the sidewalk waiting on you to get here and said, how frequently is a governor supposed to brief legislators on the status quo? Okay. That's what happened. There'll be no effect of this. The governor had to leave early and go to a ribbon cutting where I think you were.
Correct.
And I don't know what kind of potential demagoguery or fear-mongering or just legitimate, if misplaced, concern took place after that. But he made a good presentation, and he stood his ground and had facts in his behalf.
It seems like there could be no policy change, though. I mean, it is going to be some federal law, number one, that's going to trump some of this stuff. And number two, if the status quo is there and they're not in session, there's really not
there's
much
nothing
of a,
they can
a
do
for
except.
Change,
I'm sure they told their constituents that when the news went out, governor says refugees can come here, and everybody and these constituents are thinking that Iranian and Syrian terrorists are going to come here. They can say they did something, and they can express some misplaced fear-based concerns.
Maybe the headline should have said that refugees can still come here.
Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. He talked with John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. There is more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net.